Good morning. A quiet start to the day across interior New York and New England, but a wide variety of temperatures. Skies remain clear across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and northern New England. And in these locations, temperatures drop well down into the 30s and even in some cases back into the 20s with areas of frost. Thunderstorms over the Great Lakes last evening produced clouds that blew off into our skies overnight in the Mohawk Valley, the Greater Capital District, and along the I-90 corridor and points south, including the Catskills. In these locations, temperatures largely stayed in the 40s. So that's where we're starting this morning. I think everyone, though, will have a fair amount of sunshine mixed with clouds as high pressure dominates to start the day. Then we'll turn our attention to the west, where a storm system is approaching Chicago. Showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley right now, and that precipitation is heading in our direction. So sunshine will gradually fade behind increasing clouds as that storm draws closer, and highs today will be in the upper 60s to around 70 degrees on average. Clouds will tend to thicken tonight, and there is a good chance that showers across the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills before sunset, with a steadier rain moving in closer to midnight throughout the rest of the region and continuing into tomorrow morning. Overnight lows will be back down into the lower 50s. As the system crosses through the area tomorrow, a steady rain will develop and become heavy at times. It'll be breezy, holding temperatures back into the lower 60s. Eventually, the upper-level disturbance associated with this system will swing through, but it'll take a couple of days, and as a result, still some lingering showers on Wednesday and Thursday with limited sunshine, highs in the upper 60s on Wednesday, and staying in the lower to mid-60s on Thursday. We'll finally continue that drying trend on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the upper 60s and back to 70 degrees with mostly sunny skies to start the weekend. The early forecast for Mother's Day calls for a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with a high of 71 degrees and a chance of a shower. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the Ohio and Tennessee Valleys southwestward to the Mid-South and Ark-La-Tex region. And there's also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of west and southwest Texas. Afternoon heating combined with further moistening of a prefrontal air mass will support the development of moderate instability across the slight risk area. Scattered to locally numerous thunderstorms should develop along and ahead of a cold front. A pocket of relatively enhanced low-level shear is likely along the warm front, and this will support a potential for supercells over parts of Ohio and perhaps western Pennsylvania. Otherwise, deep layer wind profiles and vertical shear will be weak, leading to dominant multi-cell mode in lines and clusters. The main severe weather threats today will be damaging downdraft gusts and some hail. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Golden Rock, St. Kitts and Nevis at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. The last report of hail was at Chicago, Illinois at 10:58 p.m. yesterday. There were 82 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Paducah, Texas. The 106-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1956 by 8 degrees. There were three daily record lows at Baker, California. It was 42 degrees, and this is 5 degrees colder than the old record set in 1975. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 30 degrees with a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 1 above zero. In Albany on the hour, partly cloudy skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 33, 63% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.11 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 101 degrees at Laredo, Texas, to a low of 16 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds near 70, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 70 degrees, the low 41, the average temperature 56, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.23 inches, which is 58 hundredths above normal, and 9 inches even for the year, which is 2.82 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. the record high 92 set in 1930, and the record low 29 in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m., sunset this evening 8:03 p.m., 14 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Thickening clouds with rain moving in tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some morning sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with highs near 70. Thickening clouds with rain moving in tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any morning sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds today. There is the chance of a shower by evening, with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, some morning sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with highs in the mid-60s to near 70. Cloudy with rain likely tonight and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, morning sunshine fading behind increasing clouds today with highs around 70. Thickening clouds with rain moving in tonight and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain could be heavy at times, breezy lower 60s, scattered showers Wednesday and Thursday in the 60s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday in the upper 60s, mostly sunny 70 on Saturday, and the chance of a shower Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.